The National Redress Scheme is worth about $3.8 billion in total. Compensation payments in this case are capped at $150,000 per person, less than the $200,000 cap recommended by the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. But the average payment is around $11,000 higher than the Royal Commission recommendation of $65,000. Any survivor who has become a sex offender, or anyone jailed for 5 years or more for a serious crime, remains excluded from the scheme. That is a point which has drawn widespread opposition from survivor groups. But the head of the Independent Council Advising Government on Redress, Cheryl Edwards, says while the scheme is not perfect, it is an important recognition of what many people have suffered.
This is a very important day for survivors, for the recognition of all the hurt and the pain that they have suffered. And whilst the scheme may not meet all that everybody wants, it's a great start.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the scheme itself is a tribute to survivors of abuse and the fact they are helping prevent future suffering by vulnerable children.
And I want to assure all of you that we completely understand that the establishment of the Redress Scheme is the result of the bravery of survivors, whose courage in telling their stories ensures that children today and in the future won't experience what others went through. And that is a lasting legacy. Your courage and bravery has ensured a lasting legacy for current and future generations of children who need the most appropriate care and support.
More than 9,000 people in New South Wales and around 5,000 in Victoria will be able to access the scheme as a result of the two state governments signing onto it. But that only covers people sexually abused in government institutions, hence the pressure on private bodies to sign up as well. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says there is no excuse for them and other state and territory governments not to sign up.
There's no more excuses. There are no more excuses for any church, any charity, or frankly, any other government in this nation to not sign on to this proper, fair and balanced national redress scheme.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is going one step further. He says those institutions who do not sign up should be shamed into doing so, if necessary, by politicians, the media, and crucially, their own members.
I can speak for my colleagues here. If a church or a charity or an institution doesn't sign up, I hope they will be shamed, and I'd be looking forward to, I can tell you, we'll be using, the megaphones we have to encourage them to sign up, and I hope you are all too. And I'm sure if it's a church, their parishioners and members of their congregations will be doing so too.
Eligible survivors in Victoria and New South Wales will be able to access the scheme from July the 1st. If all other states and private institutions sign on, the scheme is expected to cover around 60,000 people nationally. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.